Okay, the next one under advisement is $11,126. And this was taken under advisement by, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
He's not willing to give up anything.
He's going three stories.
Well, if you do the math on this one.
Yeah. It's going, go ahead, I'm sorry.
When I say 30 by, if you build it 30 by 55.
You wouldn't need it.
By times three. That gives you 4,950 square feet.
Right. That's a lot of square footage.
I mean, we're not talking modular here. He's building something.
He's building, yeah.
4,000 square foot, 50 feet.
Well, he wants to build 4,000.
Yeah.
4,950.
So why would you need a variance if you could, if your footprint allows you to build 4,950?
My point exactly. Yeah. Exactly about going up with that 42 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got 4,950.
I believe he could go back to the drawing board and get this in compliance.
I believe you're right.
I absolutely agree with that one.
I do.
I most certainly do. Mr. Hudson?
I'm in agreeance.
All right. And if there's no further discussion on that case, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion at 11,126 that we deny the request for variances due to the fact that the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman, that we deny case number 11,126. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,126 is denied. Gentlemen, that takes care of all of the